Today's episode is brought to you by Automattic, InMotion Hosting, and OmniSend, three companies that genuinely back the people building on the web. Hey, Bob here, and we are at Open Channels FM. Have an update here, and I'm not doing this update by myself. I have my co-host, Robert Jacoby, here. Robert, how you doing?
Good day. Doing well.
Good, good. We have a little bit of exciting news, right? You think it's exciting?
I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm excited. And
you know, that's all that matters is that I'm excited.
Yeah, well, that's true. As long as you're happy and excited, that's all that matters all the time, really.
that's right.
So no, we are...
Go for it. Yeah, I'm just like, I think we got something interesting in the works here.
Yeah. So we have been working on, well, actually, this has been something I've been thinking about for a long time, kind of our third channel changed, and we were going to go to some kind of a live stream. And along the way, Robert came up with an idea that he'd been brewing in his head for some time in one way or another, I understand. And so we came to a conclusion that, hey, we got to do this. And let me just tell you what it's called, the new channel, and then I'm going to hand over to Robert because he can talk about it a bit, only because he's the host of the new channel. So this is pressure's on. Hey.
Immense pressure.
Yeah. Okay. It is called Open Channels News. And kind of in a way it explains itself, but maybe not so much. So what do you got to tell us, Robert?
So as you mentioned, this has been percolating in my head for a while. And what I've been wanting to see out there is just a 5 to 10 minute, almost daily, if not daily, video news program. Think of your sort of taking, going way back, and when we all had regular TVs with three channels, the evening news, where that was 30 minutes of stuff. But I think we can do 5 to 10 minutes per day to make something interesting, compelling, and valuable to folks who care about open source. And the biggest thing is, this is not a WordPress news show. It's not a WooCommerce news show. It's an open source news show. Again, open channels news. So we'll be talking about all the projects out there, all the sort of business topics around that, metrics. And when I say talking about it, it's not really a bunch of opinions. It's just trying to get people to know some things so that they can start creating their own opinions and having conversations. And really the goal is to do this live at noon Chicago time so that people, they want to see it live at 10 a.m. on the West Coast, 1 p.m. in the East Coast, it's dinner time-ish in Europe, and then do a rebroadcast of it later in the day for the folks that we just can't catch live. But really trying to make a compelling short program that's happening all the time. And with maybe little segments in between, maybe micro interviews, but nothing to really bog down the viewer, because this will be audio and video. But of course, people can read the transcripts and listen to podcasts or however they want to do stuff after the fact. But really just kind of make it news that's relevant over the last 24 to 48 hours.
Yeah, I think this is, as I've told you, and when you came up with this idea or shared this idea with me, I thought, wow, this is perfectly fits Open Channels FM, because that's where I've been leading all along. And this is a nice short form live stream where, as Robert said, and this is what I've been trying to do, introduce more stuff to get everybody aware of what's going on in the bigger open source ecosystem versus, certain CMSs or anything like that. But of course, like Robert said, we'll be able to touch on all those and talk about all the different things. And I shouldn't say we, because it's Robert, so he will be able to talk about all those different things.
Hopefully we'll have folks that can take over every once in a while.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure there'll be some people that will... That are good in that. I have a couple of mine and we'll poke at them. But yeah, anyway, so that is it. We will be, actually, Open Channels FM has a YouTube channel, which really hasn't grown much. So we're going to rebrand that. We've rebranded already to Open Channels News. So if you go to YouTube at Open Channels News, there will be an opportunity to subscribe early. We are going to be launching, according to the Moon and Stars, on the July 27th, isn't that right?
That's right, Monday, July 27th, 12 noon, Chicago Standard Time.
All righty, perfect.
And we're going to kick the tires for the first couple of weeks, so, you know, maybe two or three episodes a week to see, you know, what kind of bugs need to be rattled out in the process. We are doing our own testing internally beforehand. I mean, this is no off the cuff podcast, so we're trying to amp up the game.
Yeah, very cool. And of course, there'll be a channel on openchannels.fm. You can always get the information there. What we'll be doing is the live stream on a specific day. The very next day, it will go out through openchannels.fm audio feed. So that's going to be kind of the cadence. So it'll be like one day behind, but hopefully you catch the live or the replay later in the night or day or morning, whatever it is in your time.
Time zones are going to be fun for this.
So that is pretty much it. And yes, if you'll be able to subscribe to it as its own podcast as well, but it will also be part of the bigger Open Channels FM podcast network in that feed. So if you're already subscribed to all things, this will slip right in there with everything else. So good stuff. And I'm excited. Like I said, this is a perfect plant right into the channels. We have four channels now, and this makes that live stream channel that I've been thinking about for some time play out perfectly. So appreciate it, Robert.
Pleasure. Woohoo.
All right. So again, you know, you can find it on openchannels.fm, but more importantly, go to YouTube at Open Channels News, and I'll have that cleaned up in the next day or two, but it will eventually have a nice little promo video from Robert there. But, you know, do subscribe, and I will be getting that all fresh and ready to go here in the next day or two, or maybe by the time this actually airs, this podcast. All right. Well, thank you, Robert. That's it. We're making it short and sweet, just like his show is going to be short and sweet.
Cool. That's right.
Okay.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Robert.
A big thank you to our sponsors, Automatic, InMotion Hosting, and OmniSend. Three companies putting their support behind the open web and the people building on it. Until the next time, take care.